everybody, and welcome to My American Friend, the right podcast to improve your English by using it to explore the American and European cultures, habits, and lifestyle. You can also find us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. This is Marta Innocenti, and I'm here with Cindy, who happens to be my American friend. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Marta.
Hey, today we're talking about joking around. Hey, Cindy, welcome back. We've missed you so much.
Thank you, Marta. It's good to be back.
Okay, so Halloween is coming up soon in the States, isn't it?
Yep, October 31st, and right now scores of American kids of all ages are combing the department stores for their Halloween costumes.
And that reminds me, I've been meaning to tell you that some weird stuff has been happening around the studio.
Weird stuff? What kind of weird stuff?
Well, I can't really explain it. The lights turn off and on for no reason.
Did you pay the electric bill?
Yes, I paid the electric bill. I'm serious.
Oh, sorry.
And last night, I was in here late, doing some editing, and the door opened, and no one was there.
You're kidding. No way.
Really, Cindy, I think we have a ghost.
Quit it. Quit horsing around.
I mean it. I think he's here right now.
Stop fooling around. You're not funny. You know I don't like anything dead.
In fact, it's starting to get cold in here right now. Can't you feel it? I'm starting to feel a little weird. Hey, look, there's a shadow behind you.
What? What? A shadow where?
I'm here next to you, my dear. Happy Halloween.
You and that damned editing booth.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself. Happy Halloween.
Marta Innocenti, you're a dangerous woman and you're not funny one bit.
Oh yes, I think I am.
You're going to give me a heart attack one day.
Okay, I think we've exhausted this topic.
Okay, let's review quickly the several expressions we have used here. Joking around, fooling around, horsing around, kidding around, or to kid someone, and you may also say to pull someone's leg.
Okay, who else can we have a little fun with? Hey, I think Barb's home from work now.
Marta, don't mess with her. Come on, no joking around with that woman.
Oh, come on, it will be fun. She's got a good sense of humor.
Sense of humor? That woman talks about the American Civil War like it happened last week. She's going to come back shooting at me, the Yankee, with both barrels.
She's passionate about American history. And besides, you're the Yankee. I'm Italian, so I'm safe. She won't be mad at me.
Oh, thank you. I love you too. Oh, please, 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 Marta, don't start yanking her chain. You're playing with fire. Oh, no. Look, she thinks you're wonderful. She thinks you're made of angel feathers and gold dust. She's going to blame me for everything. You're a cruel woman, Marta. Hello.
Hi, Barb. It's Marta. Marta Innocenti from My American Friend.
Hey, darling. What you and the ugly old Yankee up to today?
Barb, I have some exciting news today.
Oh, you do? Well, do tell, Shug.
I do, Barb. I'm so excited because I hit the lottery last night for $10,000.
You're shitting me.
Hey, Barb, please don't use that kind of language. I'm serious, really. I hit it big time and I'm going to Hawaii next week.
You are shitting me, girl. You're lying.
No, I'm not.
Uh-huh. You're laughing because you're lying. You're telling me a fib.
Okay. I can't keep a straight face any longer. I'm just pulling your leg. It's not true. I didn't win the lottery.
I knew you were lying. You got to work on your poker face, darling. Why my ass?
Barb, your language, please.
What in the world y'all up to today? Y'all are interrupting my cocktail hour.
Oh, Barb, nothing can possibly interrupt you from your cocktail hour.
This is true.
Well, actually, Barb, what I called about today was...
To tell me another fib?
No, Barb. Last Saturday, I played a huge club.
Uh-huh. You told me about it, girl.
It was a great success, and it turned out that we had a big concert promoter in the audience watching us. He has connections to Tim McGraw.
No. Marta, you know I love me some Tim McGraw.
I know, Barb, and you were the first person I thought of. He's your favorite country western singer.
Now, darling, don't play with me. There is nothing funny about Tim McGraw. Lord, that man is fine. I have all his albums.
Dear, we scored you front row concert tickets and special VIP backstage passes.
No, Lord in heaven, Harold, get my lipstick. I'm meeting Tim McGraw.
No, Barb,
wait,
no.
I ain't got no lipstick.
I
got to buy me a lipstick, Tim McGraw. Oh, Lord, Harold, start the truck.
Barb, hold on.
I got to buy a lipstick for Tim McGraw and get some toothpaste. Get the truck. Lord, I'm coming, Tim McGraw. Hang on.
Barb?
Oh, no. I'm a dead woman. Just wait till she figures it all out and she learns you were pulling her leg.
Correction, you were pulling her leg. I'm made of fairy feathers and stardust, remember?
Oh, dead woman walking.
And she's got a terrible temper too. I heard that Barb once shot a man for snoring.
It's true. Why do you think her husband Harold is deaf in one ear?
That poor man. Well, thanks for listening, everyone, and don't forget to read the transcript of this episode.
You'll find useful definitions of the vocabulary we've used today, such as to yank someone's chain, to tell a fib, to keep a straight face, etc.
Thanks, everyone.
And remember to come visit us on www.myamericanfriendblog.com. We're also on Podomatic, Twitter, iTunes, and on Facebook. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Bye-bye. My American Friend.